It is college graduation season, which means some of the 20 million or so people attending American colleges and universities are celebrating years of work. Some of them are the first in their family to attend college, like Maria Zavala, who's about to graduate from the University of California, Santa Barbara. Oh, and by the way, she's also a DACA recipient. Maria joins us now. Thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Well, and how does it feel to be the first in your family to graduate college?
I mean, I really can't describe how I feel. I feel like I have gone through so much during this entire process, starting with what college to select, whether it was financially feasible to be able to attend college. It was quite a rough road, but I'm glad that I was able to make it through, and I'm just really excited for what's next.
And you're not just a first-generation college student. You're also a DACA recipient. You and your family came to the U.S. Illegally from Honduras when you were young. Tell me about that part of your story.
Yeah. So, I mean, we came to the U.S. in 2002. So I had to repeat first grade because I still didn't. I hadn't learned English just yet. I did very well during elementary school. I graduated with honors in high school, 4.0 student. I honestly was not sure whether I could go to college or not. At the time, there wasn't any DACA. There wasn't any California Dream application, so I couldn't apply for financial aid. Fortunately, though, in 2013 is when the California Dream application came about, and I was able to apply for financial aid. And so that just made it many other things possible for me.
But while you've been in school, of course, there's been a big debate about what to do about all of the DACA recipients in this country.
Yeah.
did you think to yourself, I'm going to have to leave the United States when I'm done, or I'm not sure I'll be able to stay?
That was a conversation I had to have with myself, because when Trump had announced that the DACA program was going to end, I really wasn't sure what it was that I needed to do. I decided to stay, though. I work as a student. Most of us, the DACA recipients, do work. We just really prayed for something good to come out of this. And I mean, luckily, we still have DACA, and I'm still able to work. And actually, I work full time while going to school full time currently.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting until I graduate to be able to just work full time and not have to worry about school as well. But whether I'll be able to continue to work through DACA years from now, I really don't know. But having a savings account is definitely very important to me. So that's what I'm doing right now, saving money, hoping for the best, but honestly expecting the worst, unfortunately.
Did your college classmates, your peers, did they know about your status?
So some of them did. I did receive some text messages of you'll be fine, but being that they are citizens, I just don't think that they understood what was at stake here, where I basically support myself. I have been supporting myself since high school. My mom has always been like an emotional support, but financially, most DACA recipients, their parents are very low income. And so it's really hard to support an entire family. And so having to go back to a country where I haven't been since I was like 3 years old, the turmoil that's happening in Honduras right now, all the uncertainties, that was very scary, which I don't think my friends really understood or grasped.
So as you prepare to graduate, how much debt do you have from college?
That's a really good question. So in the state of California, students who apply for the California Dream application are eligible for loans, but they are considered state loans. So we are allowed to take out up to, I think, about $24,000. But luckily, because of financial aid grants and scholarships that I received, in addition to other outside scholarships, I'm only graduating with $15,000 in debt, which is definitely lower than the average.
Okay, so now let me just ask you the question that I would ask any graduate, somebody that hasn't been through the things that you've been through, but any graduate.
Yeah.
What do you want to do once you're all done? What do you want to do with your career?
Yeah, the million-dollar question. Initially, I wanted to go to medical school and then just realize that that is not feasible for me, not in my legal state. I can't borrow loans like any other student can. So medical school would not be possible for me. So then I really thought about why I wanted to go to medical school. And I just reasoned that it's because I really want to help other people, as cheesy as that may sound, but more specifically, other individuals that are stuck in my similar situation. I just got really lucky to be able to be where I am today. For example, I could have easily been one of the children at the border. And the fact that I was able to make it here and be as privileged as I am, I think that's just absolutely crazy. And so I really want to work for private orgs and be able to assist others.
That is Maria Zavala, who is a soon-to-be graduate of UC Santa Barbara. Maria, thanks for joining us and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much for having me.